TJ Quinn is an investigative reporter for ESPN. He joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. And TJ, I know you spent a lot of time around baseball in New York. And I think the word I'm using, this is a frustrating suspension, I think, for a lot of people, isn't it? I mean, it really is.
Well, people liked him a lot. People, you know, he's one of those guys you'd hear in casual conversation, come on, tell me Cano is clean. Mm-hmm. And my answer to them would always be, I have no idea. Yep. I know that.
Same as you almost have to say capable. With every player.
Yeah, you really do. Anybody is capable because anybody can talk themselves into reasons why it's justified. You know, I don't know the extent of it with him, but yeah, he was one of those guys that people are like, oh, I really want to like him. Please tell me he's clean. And yeah, I can't.
Does it surprise you that guys still get caught in this? You know, I was only taking a substance prescribed by a doctor. You know, I mean, TJ, it just seems now with all the money at stake, with everything at stake, if you're a ball player, it's very simple. Get everything tested. Like, it's a pain in the ass. It's got to be a pain in the ass to not be able to just pull something off a shelf and go, I can take that. It's going to work. But you know what? If I'm making $20 million, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? I will send the sample off to be tested. I will literally, I may have known my doctor forever, but I'm going to make sure that sample is tested. And I know there are guys in the game. I've spoken to guys. I know there are guys in the game who do that. I mean, they do not take anything until they've made a call or had it tested.
No, I'm never shocked when somebody is identified as using. I am shocked when a guy tests positive. The old standard in anti-doping is it's not a drug test, it's an IQ test.
Mm-hmm.
Really have to be a moron to get caught. And a guy like Cano, I mean, nothing about this passes the smell test. If he had a legitimate medical problem, first of all, he's got some of the best medical care in the world available to him through the team, through MLB. He's got the money to go anywhere for anybody. Second, if he did need a drug to treat a medical condition, there is a process. He knows this. You apply for a therapeutic use exemption. There are guys in the major leagues who have had permission to take testosterone because they were able to prove that their bodies weren't producing it. Usually that was after testicular cancer, or in the case of one guy I know, he took so many steroids, his body couldn't produce it anymore. And right. Even he was able to get permission to use it. So it's just another ridiculous statement. And the other thing is, it's not just failing the test and finding this diuretic in his system that got him suspended. Under the program, this is a separate class of drugs. Baseball had to prove that he intended to mask another drug. The burden was on them. It wasn't just on him to say, hey, here's my excuse. You guys decide if you like it. No, the burden was on baseball to show this was not just isolated use. They met that standard, and he just took the punishment. So, I mean, the idea that a guy of his resources would put himself in a position to get nailed like this, that to me is astonishing.
Yeah, I think that's really well said, and I think that's kind of what I was getting at, too, is the fact that you have access to all this stuff. There's, as you say, you've got access to the best medical care. Whatever medical issue was facing you, there's people there to help you. Is this one of the things, though? You know, we have spent more and more time, yourself and a lot of other reporters have spent a great deal of time in the past, I want to say the past 10 years, really focusing on some of the issues in the Dominican Republic in particular when it comes to the availability and the use of these substances and how it's not as regulated maybe as we would like it to be. There's still kind of a Wild West aspect to the baseball in the Dominican Republic. And look, Major League Baseball is aware of this. They've certainly paid lip service towards trying to clean this up. Do you have any evidence that this is working? I mean, I'm not saying that this shows that everything is the whole system's a failure or anything, but is the Dominican Republic, Latin America, any less of a Wild West, than it was before?
I think it is. And this is, I've spent a lot of time down there. I've, you know, been in that country at least a dozen times. And when I first started going, which is going to be about 15 years ago, it was crazy. And the thing people need to understand, first of all, about the availability of drugs, they don't have the same healthcare system we do. It is a poor country, and most people cannot afford to go to a doctor. A doctor is a absolute last case scenario. If I'm not feeling well, I go to the pharmacy and I ask the pharmacist, what should I take for this? So they don't have the same sort of drug regulation system we do, where I need to go and get a prescription from a doctor who's licensed by the state, take it to a licensed pharmacy, and get a strictly controlled drug. No, I've been in pharmacies where there's a 14-year-old kid sitting behind the counter who's like, who says, yeah, the testosterone, everything you want is over there on that shelf. And they just simply, you know, there's not an alternative right now for medical care in the country. So it's available to begin with. Second, it is, an impoverished nation where a kid who shows some talent is a lottery ticket for his family. And the pressure for years was, you know, I'll take this kid, I'll train him, you just take these pills and I'm going to get your family set up for the next five generations. And that was a really tough culture to break. And baseball decided to come in, really Sandy Alderson, now the Mets GM, went down there about 12 or so years ago, and his job was to find a way to clean up that system. What they started doing was identifying talented kids at a young age, and then keeping track of who's in their lives, where, let me see the birth certificate, let's make sure they are who they say they are, and let's start testing them now. They have gotten much better at that. But the reality is, it is still a poor country where there is still a great deal of corruption, and the incentive is as strong as ever. On the other hand, none of those things applies to Robinson Cano.
Right.
So that just kind of goes to, you know, I think in some ways it's coincidence that he's from there. You know, if he was taking another drug, well, he was taking that drug well enough not to get caught using it. He just needed a masking agent for the masking agent.
Right.
You know, that's what tripped him up. But yeah, I think baseball has recognized it and addressed it pretty well. And the people I speak to down there say, yeah, some crazy stuff goes on down here. It's not quite what it was a generation ago.
I know this is probably, you know, it's probably early to be having this discussion. And as I said, I don't think Robinson Cano was necessarily a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's been a great player. But do you think this will have any long-term, you know, repercussions for him? I don't know if it will kill, if it would kill his case, as you know, Manny's case was pretty much killed by suspension. But it's certainly going to make it a little more difficult, you know, again, bearing in mind that we don't know, you know, the construction of the voting pool. Quite frankly, by the time Robinson Cano's ready for the Hall of Fame, we don't know what the voting process would be. It could be completely different than the way it is, than the way it is right now. Do you think this will have that type of an impact on him?
I think it could, mostly for the reason he said that he's a borderline guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a slam dunk. An interesting case is going to be A-Rod, who's had this incredible rehabilitation of his public image, but still had, you know, twice in his career had to admit that he was using.
Right.
And, you know, now he's numbers alone, a no doubter, one of the five greatest players in history, arguably. If Clemens and Bonds get in, I think it makes it a little easier to say we shouldn't consider that. But, you know, voters, and again, I was a voter for years. I gave up my vote for a number of reasons. But you and I know these voters pretty well. The ones who are more adamant are aging out. The younger ones take a little more nuanced approach. I think a big thing with Cano is going to be, you know, today is the first day of the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. Today is going to be, okay, do you keep your career together and put up good numbers and make people forget about it? Or is more information going to come out saying that now he used longer and more extensively than we knew? Way too many variables. But as of now, if the question is, you know, I'm looking at the ballot, he's a borderline guy, I think for most voters, this is disqualifying.
TJ, it was great of you to join us. Always good to talk to you.
Anytime, Jeff. Pleasure.
Take care.